But I didn't know that people really still.
Oh, yes, indeed. I've heard that lots of times.
What did men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders. Yalluses is what they used to be called.
And when it rains, you open your...
Put up your umbrella is what a lot of people used to say.
Oh, instead of open?
Uh-huh.
Well, same thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put up your umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And the fancy top cover on a bed would be the...
Canopin or spread.
Mm-hmm. Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Do you know anything that's about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it just for decoration or can you sleep on it?
Well, the ones that I've known about have been entirely for decoration and had a fancy cover over them, maybe a ruffled cover.
All right, and you'd say that bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed.
It goes all the way across the bed.
And to put on top of your bedspread for even more warmth, you might use a...
Blanket or an afghan.
Or a piece together.
Quilt.
Okay. How about that, the downy ones that are...
Comforter.
Yes, I love comforters. I really love them. I'd rather have a comforter than anything. Yeah.
Well, it is the warmest thing. Moth has one over here, but Sarah has one that belonged to my mother. And when I try to lie down on a single bed or roll away bed, you know, and put that... It never stays. It just slides off.
Yeah, right. Mine does that, too. Let's see, what would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
A pallet.
Uh-huh.
I've done it many a time.
Is it just mattresses or quilts or?
Quilts, anything that you can make it out of, really. We most always had several mattresses on our beds at home, and we could always take a mattress off.
Mm-hmm.
But I have slept many a time on a pallet made of quilts.
Is it comfortable?
Well, you know, it doesn't bother me much. I like a hard bed anyway, so if as long as I have a pillow under my head, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these are some questions about land and bodies of water and that kind of thing, which you may or may not know, not being a farm girl. We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very...
moist.
Another word for rich would be...
fertile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would you call flat lowland along a stream?
Bottoms.
Mm-hmm. And how about low-lying grassland, where just that's just good for clover or hay or something?
That's just pasture as far as I know.
Do you know the word meadow?
Meadow, but I doubt seriously that real sure enough farmers use it much.
Is that a book word?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's see, if there were land that had water standing in it, and alligators and whatnot.
Swamps.
Yes. Is there a name for something like a swamp, but it's salt water?
Not that I'm familiar with.
No. There's a poem by Sidney Lanier that I'm sure you know called The Somethings of Glen.
Mm-hmm. The Marshes of Glen.
Is a marsh salt water?
That I would not be able to say.
Okay, since you don't live over there, you probably haven't experienced it. Do you, what are different types of soil that you're familiar with?
Well, loam and clay, sandy.
Is loam good soil?
I believe it is one of the best soils.
Mm-hmm. If you were getting water off the swamp or the marshes, you would say you're doing what?
Drawing
or
piping
or you'd use the same word if you were getting water off beans or something, you'd say you're gonna
rinse. No, that's not what you mean.
Well, to get, you know, you'd let the water drip off, you'd say you're